Welcome to the Golf Industry Uncut. On-demand audio for the world of golf like never before. Exclusively on THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Network. Now, here's your host, JB.
Welcome, everyone, to THP Radio. I'm your host, JB, and today we have a new episode of the show called The Golf Industry Uncut. Each episode of Uncut will feature one of the great insiders from the golf industry, and they'll be placed in the hot seat to discuss equipment, technology, and the entire golf industry landscape. This week, we welcome Lindsay to the show from US Team EMEA. You ready to step into the hot seat?
Yeah, let's do this.
THP Radio is your new twist on on-demand audio in the world of golf, and the Golf Industry Uncut is your complete access to the equipment world that you're craving the info on. The way the show works is easy. Once the record button is pressed, there's no editing done until the show ends, so you hear it all. The only rule is simple. Every guest must be accessible on either the THP forum or through social media. So before we dive right into it, can you tell them where they can find you on Twitter?
They can locate us at UST Mamiya. Mamiya is like Mama Mia, M-A-M-I-Y-A. If they want to follow me personally, I do all the social media for the company. They can follow me at The Real Lindsay B. But The is T-H-A instead of the.
T-H-A. Was the E already taken?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I had to change it up a little bit, but it's okay.
And they can find you on the THP forum under the username US Team EMEA, where you and Danny both share that account.
Absolutely.
Now, you've been working in the golf industry for a while. Can you kind of, for those who have not been out to UST to meet you, can you kind of give people the idea of how that happened? Because you were a college golfer that kind of made their way into the golf industry.
Yeah, so I've actually been playing golf since I was 7. So I've been around the game for quite some time now, but played college golf for Midwestern State University and graduated in 2013 and got into the golf industry here at UST Mamiya about almost 2 years ago now. So I pretty much knew some people already in the golf industry, and that's kind of how it got me here. Super big blessing. Love
other than working
here
with Danny.
You know, it has its days. No. We work great together, so it's a lot of fun.
Now, what was the biggest, I'll say hurdle, but that's not really the right word, excuse me. What is the biggest hurdle that you've had to overcome going from college golfer, golf pro, to all of a sudden at a shaft company?
Probably the experience in the industry. So I've always seen golf from the player's perspective. And, you know, being fitted in the clubs and hitting numerous different shafts and different clubs. So probably the experience side of it was a little bit of a hurdle. More so just getting that recognition. You know, it's been one of those things where you overcome it and it turns out great. Of course, you know, working with Danny, he's kind of been one of my biggest mentors here. So it's been really a pretty easy transition overall, but more so just on the experience side.
Now, we have a fun promotion going on. We got a couple more months left where people will be able to sign up, go to UST, meet you, meet Danny, get fit. Can you kind of walk them through? We got Danny to walk them through last week on his episode. Can you kind of walk them through what happens for these guys and why it's so unique, even from your perspective, about seeing this all take place?
Yeah, I mean, I know if I was a consumer, I would absolutely love the opportunity that we are offering.
Especially because it doesn't cost anything.
It's free. It's free. Key word there. So, yeah, I mean, these forum users, they get to come in. Obviously, they're picked. Two people are picked. They come in. We welcome them with some donuts from Krispy Kreme. You know, the occasional coffee.
Or
Pepsi with sugar only. I've always got my Dunkin' Donuts coffee with French vanilla. So that's always ready to go. Are you having your rock star? I mean, by the way, the rock star punch is
you mentioned that. I actually had one. I had one this morning.
Good.
Before my round. And I'm not going to get sidetracked here because nobody cares about how I play golf. but yes. I was complete internet golfer today. I shot a 34 on the front nine and a 48 on the back nine.
Oh my gosh, that's unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so these guys come in, we give them some shaft knowledge about the company when we started, you know, about our new lines that we have to offer, and also some of our older shaft lines, but that are, you know, came out, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, but some of them are still very active, like the ProForce V2. So we go into that knowledge base that they probably, you know, haven't heard or seen, take them through a tour of the facility. And then we, Danny actually goes through a fitting process. So I call Danny the master fitter, because he can pretty much look at somebody's swing and take it away from
there. It's funny.
So,
we call him a lot of different things, but that wasn't
a lot of different things, but yeah, that's what we try to keep it at.
sounds good.
So yeah, but, he's, does a great job with these form users that come in, and then we take them to play golf on Saturday, trying to work a Friday golf day in there as well. But mostly just do it all on Saturday and get them dialed in. So it's a lot of fun. I know if I was a consumer, I would love to have that opportunity. So
now,
try to give them, you know, fun times, but also some good shaft knowledge.
As the person who handles social media for, I'll just say, a shaft company, What is the best question you've ever received where you were like, holy cow, I need to know this? And then what is the worst question you've ever received? You don't have to say who said any of them.
You know, I love it when people ask just about our new lines. So we'll take Elements Prototype Helium. We get quite a bit of buzz about that shaft, and I love being able to respond back to people about that shaft, because I personally think it's a great shaft for a numerous amount of players. So that'd probably be the best, is whenever I just receive questions about that. The worst, I don't know if I have a worst, but I've seen some.
How about creepiest? I bet you've seen those.
You know, I actually haven't seen many creepy tweets.
Give it some time.
But yeah, we'll give it some time and see what happens. But no, I haven't had any creepy tweets. Maybe I do have a Instagram handle. I've seen more so some creepy messages more than anything. But yeah, that's definitely not on Twitter yet.
Well, I think maybe after this airs, we can make sure that happens.
Okay.
Now, it's time for Fire Away. 10 topics.
Okay.
First thing that comes to your mind, nothing about golf. Are you ready?
Okay, let's do it.
What is the best sandwich and from where?
I don't eat many sandwiches, but I'm going to have to say Jimmy John's.
Who doesn't eat sandwiches? And Jimmy John's, really?
If I'm going to go out, it's got to be Jimmy John's. If I'm going to eat at home, I know how to make a bomb chicken sandwich that has Thousand Island dressing, cheese. You know the chicken, the rotisserie chickens you buy from the store?
Yes.
Some of that. And then some avocado on there and a little bit of salt and pepper. And I'm telling you, it is divine.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah. No, it is good. So if I'm going to have to go with the sandwich, I have to make it at home probably.
Worst fans, football fans or golf fans?
Ooh. I'm going to have to say football fans.
Yeah, Texas is a rough state.
Yeah, yeah.
You have your last supper in the DFW area before you're moving away for you won the lottery. And everybody knows if you win the lottery, you're not staying in Texas.
Wow, that would be amazing.
Where would you go to eat?
Oh, gosh. I would probably go to Riata Steakhouse in downtown Fort Worth. They have a really good filet mignon with mashed potatoes, and usually they do some type of vegetable like asparagus or a good, you know.
Oh, you're ruining a good meal with string beans.
Healthy steak.
It's your last supper.
You can't go wrong with steak.
That's true. I'll give you that one.
So, yeah, that would probably be the place to go for me.
When not watching golf, what's your favorite TV show?
You know, you're probably going to kill me for this, but probably any of the Real Housewives series.
Oh, God.
I watch those religiously.
Oh, geez.
I know, it's terrible, but it's
better
so interesting.
If you had said a Kardashian. I don't know what kind of shows they have, but we would.
They need a Florida, though. They haven't. I haven't seen a Florida on there yet.
No, that's got too much crazy for everybody, I think.
A Miami.
Starbucks versus Dunkin' Donuts, and why?
Dunkin' Donuts. I actually used to be a Starbucks-aholic. Not anymore. About a year ago, I decided to try Dunkin' Donuts, and I haven't gone back to Starbucks. So, you know, I just think it tastes better, and it doesn't taste like just straight sugar and milk, which a lot of the Starbucks coffees, I think they taste like that. So, yeah, Dunkin' Donuts.
You know, a week ago, I had Danny on the show, and he said he won a bet, and you were supposed to bring him coffee, and you didn't. Is there a story behind that?
Yeah, we'll just say I forgot.
Okay.
No, I don't like to give him the upper hand that he beats me on the golf course all the time. It's just not fair.
Makes sense. Best barbecue in Texas.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to go with Meet You Anywhere Barbecue in Grapevine, Texas.
That's pretty good. Now, during golf, you obviously traveled. What has the best food and city you've traveled to?
You know what? I'm honestly going to have to say Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh, it's great.
I had a lobster platter there, and it was amazing. So, I mean, if I lived in Florida, I'd probably eat seafood every day, for sure.
Best pizza toppings?
Pepperoni, of course, cheese. Black olives.
Oh,
sun-dried. Sun-dried tomatoes, and probably maybe Italian sausage every once in a while, but I'd probably leave that off.
Last movie you saw in the theater?
Oh, my gosh. I don't ever go to the movies. Does Netflix count?
No. It's been that long, huh?
It's been that long.
Okay, give us the last Netflix.
The last Netflix was the House of Cards series.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. It was very good.
Worst part about traveling, hotels or airports?
Well, you know, I have an issue flying right now because of my peanut allergy. So a lot of the times I've got to drive until the airlines figure out that people can have reactions on flights. So I probably have to say the hotel. Because I'm actually don't mind driving. I kind of like road trips.
So. Give it a few years. That one's going to kill you.
Yeah.
There you have it, gang. We want to thank Lindsay for coming on the show and talking to us. You can join us on the THP forum to discuss and debate everything we talked about here. And, of course, follow along at Twitter, at THP Golf, at UST Mamiya. Don't forget to head over to iTunes and subscribe to the Hacker's Paradise so you never miss a new episode of The Golf Industry Uncut, The Dean Has Spoken, or On the Tee Box. And don't forget to leave a review with your thoughts in iTunes, what your favorite THP radio show is. So myself, and of course, Lindsay, we hope you enjoyed this new episode of The Golf Industry Uncut. Bye, everybody.
THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network. Your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.